For WKAR News, I'm Kevin Lavery. Michigan State University begins its fall semester next week under the shadow of COVID-19. Recently, we told you about a project that's analyzing the campus wastewater system. Now, another team of MSU researchers is working on a saliva test that can track the coronavirus from a group of people back to infected individuals. This year, you may have found yourself waiting a long time in a long line just to let someone in full protective garb shove a swab up your nose. If so, Dr. Jack Lipton feels your pain.
It's uncomfortable. People cough and they sneeze.
Lipton is a professor of translational neuroscience at Michigan State University's research site in Grand Rapids. He figured there had to be a painless way to collect COVID samples. Turns out there is.
A couple of other laboratories were using saliva, and they were getting good yield of virus from those samples.
Lipton heads what he and his colleagues have dubbed the Spartan Spit Team. They're developing a test kit for analyzing saliva. It's a cardboard box with a tube to collect the sample. This fall, the team will distribute thousands of them to MSU students, most of whom will be living off campus. Unlike a swab, which tests one person at a time, saliva collection tests a pool of donors. That saves time and resources, including the chemicals needed to run an individual sample. Human saliva is too thick to analyze effectively with digital machines. There's an enzyme that breaks it down naturally, but it's hard to come by. Research associate Allison Cole Strauss says they've come up with a mechanical alternative that makes the spit less goopy.
So these are made out of ceramic, and they're a 3-millimeter bead. We have to put 4 of these into every single one of those sample collection tubes. I don't think we could pay people enough to do it 1 bead at a time.
Saliva donors are placed into 2 different pools of 8 to 12 people. If one pool turns up positive, then each person must be tested individually. But if 2 pools light up, that intersection can be traced to a single individual. Early on, the team needed a baseline, someone with a confirmed positive case. They called that person Patient Zero. That was Garrett Ziegler. Last March, he traveled from his home in Grand Rapids to New Orleans for a conference. When he got home,
I started to feel not great and proceeded to spend the next 3 days in bed, really bad fever, really bad body aches.
Ziegler's samples helped the team verify their research was sound.
I feel like I'm maybe playing some role in helping combat this, knowing that the samples that I was giving to them were valuable and could help hopefully provide a way for them to test more people.
But there's a catch to the convenience. Even if someone tests positive with a saliva kit, Ingham County Health Officer Linda Vail says there's still one more step to make sure.
It's a screening test because of the less specificity and sensitivity of the test than typically what you'll see somebody go on and get a confirmatory test after that.
Vail says the county is working with MSU to develop a procedure for conducting those confirmatory tests. Lipton's team plans to run up to 10,000 samples a week. He says he does not expect the university's decision to move undergraduate courses online to alter that projection. The saliva test is voluntary, so Lipton is appealing to the MSU community's social conscience to make it a success. He's urging people to return their kits the day they produce their samples. Lipton says cooperation is vital in a situation in which many people may be asymptomatic.
If we wait for people to get symptoms, we're going to be way too late by the time we find them. And so this gives us a chance to get in there and act quickly.
Lipton has just moved into a new lab on MSU's main campus in East Lansing. His team is creating a network of test kit pickup and drop-off sites on campus, including some drive-up locations for commuters. Donors can expect to get their results back in 24 to 36 hours. For WKAR, I'm Kevin Lavery.